Okay. The Zechadish was Daniel Shane of us, Yeshua Falk. You heard this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so yesterday we were talking about the din of the Issa Rechitza and the Machlokas Magen Avraham and Taz. Whether Mahavir Hazum is okay or not.
But, Rabbi, this is supposed to be what I'm not going to ask you. Have all the Shabbos. You
have Shem Shalem every
Shabbos about taking a long shower.
Yeah.
So it's not unique. You have to have the whole thing. Zero Shabbos.
Right.
Even if it was before Shabbos, right?
Right.
You can't wash your entire body.
Right.
It was heated before Shabbos. You can only wash
part
of the
other
bracha, right?
Yeah, that's a separate thing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look in the Levush on page 6 and 7. So the Levush, this Levush is really in the siman of Sicha. We'll have a separate packet on Sicha. Sicha means anointing oneself, like with oil and things like that. So Chit Sicha Kesen also Lotzuch mixes Gufo Kuchol Gufo. Bimuchola Afilu Eimo Sakana Oshiyesh Lo Chatotim Barosho Saka Daku Veinu Choshesh. Shayna Osa Mishum Tanik. Aval below Chola, O Chatar, if you ain't Sachu Tanik, you'll have your Azuma Osa. But if it's Lahavi Azuma, that's what we said, that Lahavi Azuma is Osa by Sicha. That's the Kuli Alma. When it comes to Rechitza, it's a machlokas, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham. But Sicha, everyone agrees, even if it's just to take rid of the Zuma, it's the grime is awesome. The Sicha ain't a krechitza, ki hanoso merubo. A few ain't come hanoso tanim, we'll come home, we'll sagan, and we'll bekach. So, Sicha is not like krechitza, because hanoso is merubo. So even if you're not, so even if your kavana is not for tanug, but it's intrinsic tanug. Sicha is intrinsic tanug. So sicha is always going to be aser on Yom Kippur. Yeah.
What's the heter for the chatzot?
Right. So, yeah, so the heter chataten means you have like sores, those things in your head, and you're. Yeah, so in other words, on Yom Kippur is an issue of refuah, just like there is on Shabbos. But the halacha is that refuah is only usur if a person is basically a healthy person, but there's something that's bothering him a little bit. But if he's something that he has to be nofel mishkav, he's not a chol sheish bo sakana, he's nofel mishkav, so then...
So
the chatotin is not nofel mishkav, but the halacha is, we'll see, Rav Yaakov Emden writes, that if a person has a lot of pain, something really bothers him, not just a little bit annoyance, it bothers him, but he's not nofel mishkav, but he is a chveis, he got a pulled tooth, right? So you get pulled wisdom teeth, right? So you can be a lot of pain with wisdom teeth, right? You know the pain of wisdom teeth. If you don't take a pill, you're going to be, you know, in tremendous pain. So then, whenever there's tremendous pain, you refu is mutter, because tremendous pain has the status of Yaakov Emden says as what? As a cholish ebo sakana. Okay, even though he's not a cholah. Right? He just has wisdom teeth in, not a chol, but he has a lot of pain. He can take refuah for that. Yeah.
What about knowing that it will get to something?
Yeah, so I heard from Rav Elimelech Leibowitz from Brooklyn, B'shem Rav Moshe Bixatzal, that he felt that preemptive pain is also okay. In other words, if I know that if I don't take this pill in 2 hours, I'm going to be in tremendous pain. So this Rav Elimelech Leibowitz, Tam Chacham from Brooklyn, told me, he heard from Rav Bick, that you don't have to wait for the pain to come and then take the pill. You're not mechuyev to torture yourself. You could take the pill, preempt the pain.
I saw once that that's mostly because you're not going to be if you don't have the pain yet, you're not going to be come to be shocher some money. You're only going to be come to be shocher some money if you have pain.
Yeah.
But before you have the pain, you're not bold. You're not bold before you have the pain.
So you're saying not like that?
No, I'm saying like that because you're not. If you're not bold, then there's no gzera.
Oh, you're not bold. There's no gzera because
you're going to come to be shocking some money. But if you don't have the pain yet, you're just doing preemptively. You're not going to be shocking some money.
Yeah, but that's difficult because, according to you, if you have the pain,
then you're going to come to be shocking. Anyway.
Then it should be awesome. But it's certainly mutter when you have the pain.
No, but this is tough. This is the type of pain where it's only a meilush. If you have a pain.
But say you have a pain that's a big pain.
Yeah, right.
So then you'll be more bold.
Yeah, but that's the way the whole chain was gone. Then the gazera doesn't apply. Yeah.
I think you mentioned something like that earlier.
Right. We talked about these things. Also, look. So let's take a look, Rabosai, in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi on page 10. So that's the Yerushalmi of Sicha. So the Yerushalmi says in Beferish that that it doesn't matter. And we explained, the Mefarshim explained, because that's considered automatic Tainug. So even if you're not doing a L'shem Tainug, when it comes to Sicha, then it's going to be Osir. Okay. Now, let's take a look now in the Sefer Yerayim. Who is the Sefer Yerayim? Page 17. Take a look to the Sefer Yerayim.
The
Eliezer Mimitz. On page 18. So we know the name of the mitzvah is Inui B'Yom HaKippur. So this is the question. Whereas there are inuyim and Yom Kippur. So when I don't eat for a day, I feel like afflicted, right? But you don't feel good, right? If you don't eat for the whole day, when you don't drink for the whole day, you also. But if you don't shower for the whole day, do you feel like?
You feel gross.
What? You feel gross. Gross. Yeah, because you feel gross, but do you feel inui? You don't shower every day. And do you feel gross? No, I guess not. Yeah, no. So he says here, where I put the line, Ashtiya b'chalachila, chisaron rechitza nikra inui. So what do you say about that? He says, in other words, the question is chisaron rechitza mikri inui or not? Chisaron rechitza is nikris inui. Don't have nachmar yitzchak maim karim al nefesh ayefa. Shmuel tova me'eretz merchak. He says that's called inui, and he's quoting a pasuk that maim karim al nefesh ayefa. However, and then look over on page 19. He says, "V'dafka rov gufo u'miskavim leonos brachitza osur midaraisa." Aval miyad gufo afil miskavim leonos eino osur el midrabon. Wow. So he says that it's only if it's your whole body or most of your body. But if it's not your whole body or most of your body, it's only part of your body, a little part, that's only an issur d'rabbanan.
For Mokdamas, you're showing all the body other than achilu and shtiyah d'rabbanan.
Right, but this is assuming that they're all d'araisa.
Right.
So
that
in
d'rabbanan,
being
the
master.
Right, exactly. Right. In other words, so that's very interesting that he's saying that midaraisa, if you want to say soak your feet just for pleasure, that would be mutter on Yom Kippur. Midaraisa. Even if you have kavana to have hanah, it's mutter because the din is only the rabbanan. So based on this, we're going to see there's some of a fortune that are going to say. So now you understand. It's not. Oh, he says right here, melech vakali yirchotzu paneihem. Right, so the simple answer, how could a melech and kala do rechitza? Right, so he's saying, so the simple way you say it's not fatanuk. It's not fatanuk.
It's only their face, that's only part of their body.
Right, so that's what the Sefer Reim says. That, because if midaraisa, even part of your body is usher, it shouldn't be a heter. So he's saying apparently melech v'kala is even fahana. Even fahana, they could do it. And the reason why it's mutter is because this is only the Rabbanan, and from Mokum Melech Lekala, they right, because if it would be, if it wasn't Derech Hanoi, you didn't need this answer, right? But he's saying that since it's since only Miyat if Miyat HaGuf is only the Rabbanon, then it becomes an Issa. He's assuming all Chameshus Yinuyim are Minat Torah. Only Yechel V'Shtir Karis, right. So he's saying, but if it's only part of your body, then that's the Rabbanon. Okay, so then, and if it's for Shirin, if he made him skaven gonna roch it's maboka yodav mishum roch ra or mishum tinav shari lechatchila. In other words, when you wash negelvasser in the morning, so that's mutter lechatchila because. But the question is, do you even have to come on to that? Because why is he saying? It's mutter lechatchila because it's not, you don't have kavanah for hana.
Oh.
But he's saying, but l'chora, you don't have kavanah for hana. So if shouldn't it be mutter lechatchila? There was v'einu miskaven kana rochetz b'boker yadav mishum ruach ra or mishum tin afshari lechatchila. In other words, if it would be, so what's his word? If it would be the whole body, then it would be, and for Hana, it would be a Daraisa. If it's part of the body, what's the din of part of the body?
Why not?
Part of the body is Hana, is even if he has, it's only the Rabbanon, even if it's for Hana.
Only if it's for Hana.
If it's for Hana, part of the body is the Rabbanan, and part of the body that's not Hana.
Oh, even the whole body
is
not for Hana, but there was Hana, no?
Right. And certainly part of the body is Mudu Lagamri. So when you wash your hands in the morning, Negelvasser, it's not Hana. You don't get any Hana from Negelvasser. So then it's Mutter. I mean, you're saying it would be Mutter even if. If it would be the whole body. Yeah, but again, feeling gross, that's the Machlokas Tazen and Magen Avraham from last time. We said the Magen Avraham says if you're feeling gross and you ungross yourself, that's called what? That's not called Hana. Except for the Taz. The Taz says that it is, right? Machlokas Taz and Magen Avraham, yeah.
So what pshat you're only doing up to the knuckles?
Right. So the up to the knuckles, we'll probably see, is probably more of just a chumrah.
Because that seems to be a mute of the mute.
Right.
The hand is already a mute, so.
Right. So that's like a. Right. An added chur that we'll have to see in future packet. El chur is, it should be just a chumrah, gabi chumrah. What? What do you think?
That's what they allow.
But if you say washing negelvas is not there chana, so I can do my whole. I don't have to be marked with just the knuckles. That's what Max is asking. Why do you have to be marked with just the knuckles? Do the whole, you know, so till the wrist. So chara that means because it's only a chumra.
So would this din of Rechitza change at all when we get the Chatzos, like Negelvasser, or like washing your hands?
A Chatzos on Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
No, nothing changes.
So why when we wash our hands, we say that it changes by Chatzos, no?
No.
Never?
Okay. Okay. But if it's meat gufo and it's kavil honos, so then that would be what? That would be an issur d'rabban. Okay. Now take a look in the Urim here on page 21. Okay, so the Sefer Yireim quotes another Shita, and that is that Rechitzas Kol Gufo is only Midrabanan. So that's the Shita that I guess that Achim and Shtiyah are the only Daraisis. So this Shita holds that Rechitzas Kol Gufo is only Midrabanan. Ukras Mach the Balma, Raya Mivin, because the Gemara says in the Dorim like this. Konem Paris Olam Alai Im Erchatz. Whereas a woman says, I take a neder to aser all the fruit in the world if I shower myself, if I wash myself. Whereas if I take a shower, then I can't eat Paris. So the halacha is, if a husband hears his wife taking a neder, right, on that day, and it's a neder of inui nefesh, she's doing something that's afflicting herself, so the husband could what? Could be made for the neder. He could say, I annul the neder. And then it's finished. But it has to be something of what? Inui nefesh. So the Gemara says, if you say you're not going to eat fruit, you're not going to eat ice cream, right? Who do you, if you're not going to eat ice cream, that's inui, that you're inflicting yourself, right? So if the wife says that, then the husband could what? Could be made for. So the question is like this: if the neder is konim peres alayim erchatz, as if I take a shower, I can't eat fruit. So he can be made for it. But why lo tirchatz v'lo litzru peres olam alav? In other words, why could he be made for it? L'chora, if she doesn't take the shower, then she'll be allowed to eat the fruit. So he's, and why does the Gemara give a case of not eating the fruit? Why does the Gemara just give a case of what?
Gemarechas.
So what do you see from here? It was, you see from here that Rechitz is not considered Inoy Nefesh. You follow? In other words, because if Rechitz was considered Inoy Nefesh, if a woman afflicts herself, then the husband could nullify. So if she says she's not going to eat ice cream, or, right? So then the husband could be made for it. So why doesn't the Gemara give a case that she says, I'm not going to be rochets myself? So it must be that not being rochets is not considered afflicting, and therefore it's not inui nefesh, so therefore it's not one of the inuyim on Yom Kippur.
Well, I think it's also different because, like we said yesterday, they didn't wash every day, so it's not so crazy to say, okay, you don't wash today, but you'll wash tomorrow. It's just a different time. So to say, I mean, she's saying that, unless they were saying the case of, oh, well, I won't ever shower, I won't ever wash.
Well, they could have given that case. So the Yireim doesn't like that raya, because he says nearly shein raya mishum the hasam achi pirusha kaven dasu anos peiros aleh im tirchatz im kain lo havi neder min harachitza el mina peiros. Vechi motzi bal mefer. Because basically, the neder wasn't from the rechitza; the neder was from the peiros. And the peiros, you don't need to be mefer because they're only osur once you do the rechitza. So he said, maybe that's not such a riot. But Lemaisa, the Yireim has two opinions. I mean, these are the two opinions, whether the Rechitza is Daraisa or Darabana. And it could be even Rechitza is Daraisa, it's only Kol Gufo. Right. Let's take a look down the Shibboleth Halakhot. It says the Shibboleth Halakhot on page 13. Yeah, take a look. Chutz Menol on Dikri Inui. But then he says, Kosa Bal Yireim, Davka Rov Gufo, Miskavin Lehanos. Rechitza also midaraisa. Mixas gufo is only midrabanan. So that's his word. And then he quotes the Yerushalmi on the left side. He says, "Zosu tzatzer abeinu al yakim." Because of Omer Lamor Tzedek, Shehu Omed Mimitaso Shachris Havet Kemaluchloch. Whereas when you get up in the morning, that's considered your hands are Maluchloch. Even though they could be totally clean.
They feel gross.
So Yadayin Askanios, same. Yochel Lurchot Yadavainov. Yochel Lurchot Yadavainov. Nami Yochel Lurchot, Mishim Shememar Akol, Paul Hashem Lemaneu. Ubala dibbers are class of shachris and hotel yod of kedarko and the teal sedaim mitzvah rachel teal sedaim of upon of osa. Yeah. So that's the, so those are the 2 days here of the Sefer Yireim. Oh. Now take a look on page 3, the Gemara in Pesachim. So the Gemara in Pesachim on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Says Mesayel Reb Lezer Damar Reb Lezer Oser Lo LaAdam SheYoshit Etzbo B'Mayim B'Tishabov Kiderech SheOser Lo Shit Etzbo B'Yom HaKippur. So he says you can't put your put your etzba the mayim, so that must be what? Derech tanug. Because if it's not derech tanug, then it would be mutter. And what water? And derech tanug could be even cold water, right? I mean, these shaylas also, as Rav Abadi's point out, are relevant also for Hilchas Avelos and Tisha B'Av, you know, these questions. Rav Abadi is true, very into showering on the 9 days. Rav Abadi is very strong about that. That shouldn't be machmir not to shower. Yeah, so Rav Abadi has a tshuva where he says that a person today, especially in the summer, Eretz Yisrael for sure, but even America, you know, you shower because you're sweaty, gross, you know, like that. Even when you, at the end of the day, the sweat dries on you, but you still gross from that. So he thinks that that a person for sure should take a shower during the 9 days. I mean, Tisha B'Av, we're not going to be, going to be. What? Yeah, many people, right? Yeah, many. What?
I think people take the cold shower and stuff, but.
Right, so he holds you can take a regular shower. What?
People also just shower.
Yeah, right. And even cold. So he feels you don't need the cold shower. He holds you take a regular shower during the 9 days. Because it's not latanic. What? Yeah, short duration. I mean, how long does it really should it take to take a shower, Hootie? Right?
People enjoy
it. Anywhere between 1 minute. Yeah, so in Hanami. So if you're doing it because you enjoy and you're there, it should take 2 minutes, right? You put your soap on and you rinse it off. That's it. That's if you stay longer, so that shows that you're doing it the time. And that would be awesome. You know. And then we have to see the question about going to the mikveh on because the Bizman Hazeh, the minig is that the mikveh is open every night of the year except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Right? No one goes to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av and no one goes to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. But every other day, any other night of the year, the mikveh is open. So the question is, why is that? That's not latinic.
Right, but they can do the mikveh anyways at night.
What?
It's the mikveh, but they can't do the mikveh anyways at night.
Right, but so that's the question. But what's the mitzvah? In other words, if the mitzvah is just the tvila, so then why should? So the ma'isa, we'll have to have a separate packet on that to discuss that. But yeah, but even if it's also b'tashrei shemitah, so what? Yeah, but they're going to the mitzvah. Say they don't have to go another night. Say they're right after Yom Kippur, they're flying someplace. They're going away. So, and then mikvah night is the night of Yom Kippur. So, what?
That's the rabbi, maybe you'll make an exception.
On Yom Kippur? No one Bizman Hazeh is going to make any exceptions on Yom Kippur.
It's the same style of by Avelos.
Not even drinking water.
What? Yeah, no, yeah, we're not going to. I mean, even the Halachas Ketanos so said it's only a Derabbanan, you know.
Yeah,
I drank
water in your kitchen because I was choking.
Yeah?
You're choking on food that you're eating.
But that's the. But that also has to be discussed, because l'chora, these things are not, you know, derech hanah. In fact, there's a whole discussion of the poskim. Friday night, the mikveh is open. Friday night, people go to the mikveh. And then the question is, but isn't Friday night, isn't there an issue of going to wash your whole body in hot water on Shabbos, even if it was heated from before, is also. So the simple teretz is given that's not considered part of the gzeira, because it's not for your cleanliness. It's not for your anything. It's just for the mitzvah. So that's the sheet of what? The korban nesanu. But the Chacham Tzvi says, you're right, it's also. Chacham Tzvi says you can't go to the mikveh Friday night with hot water. Now, there's come out no one that follows this Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says that maybe the best date is, if you want to use hot water, go during Bein HaShemashos. Because there's certain dinim derabbanon. See, why do they ask for hot water on Shabbos? Because they're afraid if you're going to go and hot water that was heated up before Shabbos, what are you going to do? You're going to heat water up on Shabbos itself and say, oh, I did it yesterday. But so therefore we don't allow any hot water. So, but that's a gzeira, that you're going to come to heat the water up on Shabbos. So how do you go to the mikveh? So the Korban HaSal says, no, mikveh is different. That's not considered rechitza for this purpose. But the Chacham Tzvi says, no, it is. So what's the heter? The heter is, Chacham Tzvi says, you want hot water, then go at Bein HaShemashos. Because lo gozu shvus Bein HaShemashos. But usually... Yeah. No, in other words, you follow the sheet that's from Beit HaTam, that you can even go day 7 during the day if you don't see your husband from night. So he follows that sheet now. That's what I would say. The people, you know, who wear the Chacham Tzvi t-shirts, that they only keep one day of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. And all of a sudden they become Hasidim of the Chacham Tzvi. They don't follow anything else from the Chacham Tzvi. But this thing, they follow from the Chacham Tzvi. We even have t-shirts. We follow the Chacham Tzvi. So these people, they shouldn't be allowed to go in a hot mikvah on Friday night, unless they go Bein HaShemashos. But, that's, and Minhag Yisrael is to be makel, to follow the Korban Nesanos Kula, that you could go to the mikvah Friday night, because that's not called a rechitza. What can I tell you? But that's the shita of the Chacham Tzvi, that in Chanan Mitzasser. But that's an important halacha to know, that there are certain dinim derabbanon that are mutter bein hashmashos, like Amir Lakum, mutter bein hashmashos. That's why if somebody's driving you in a car home for Shabbos, so technically they could drive you through Bein HaShemashos. In other words, really, once it's Seis HaKachavim, depends what sheet you hold in Seis HaKachavim. If you have a Harari's Seis HaKachavim, maybe you have you could get a good ride on Bein HaShemashos. Yeah. Yeah, Rabbi Harari only does it, he said, L'chumra, not L'chula. Right. Yeah. Obviously, if you're going to get out of the car on a highway, even if it's, you know, past Seis HaKachavim, you're going to be a sakana, so you're not going to, you don't have to get out of the car and stand on a highway. But if it's a situation where it's not a sakana anymore.
What's going to be the doctor and the shift ends in the middle of Shabbos?
So Rav Moshe has this thing about that you can go home because we're afraid that if you don't are allowed to go home, you won't go in the first place.
Yeah, that's only if it was unplanned.
Yeah. But Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed with him. So I would tell somebody, if you really need to, the best thing is just to stay local. But if you really have a tzarech, then so if there's a real tzarech, then you can have the guy. But usually, it's not so posh.
How do you do it?
Yeah. But Rav Moshe says a big chiddush that he, because usually we say that you can only do it to Hitir sofa with shum tchilasan is only by a din derabanan. To drive a car home when you finish your job for the day is a very big chiddush that people do that. I mean, some people. No, they themselves. A lot of doctors that. But Shabbos morning, they just take their car and drive, like it's a weekday. I was once at somebody's house. You know, just, you know, you should at least have to take an Uber, or something like that, just to drive, to stand. What?
What do most of the tube about a color?
Hatzala, yeah.
They don't do that regularly, it's only when there's an emergency and they have to.
Right. Yeah, no, but I'm saying I know there's people that do it on a regular basis.
That
was the most important. I don't think Rav Moshe would permit that.
After they drop them off at the hospital, there's not an emergency anymore.
So that's Rav Moshe's heter. Even if after they drop them off at the hospital, they could drive back. Because we're afraid if they we don't let them drive back, then they won't want to go. That's called Hitira Sofa Mishum Tchilasa.
What's the difference between the Uber? Are you still asking a Jew to do the Malacha for you?
Well, if you drive, that's an Issa D'Raisa.
But in your lap,
that's a Drabanan. There's a big difference. For driving a car, you get Skila. For asking an Akum, you don't get Skila.
No.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, what were you saying? Yeah, the car is... That's why it's a big question about, you know, inviting Shabbos guests. Rav Moshe held, you can't invite somebody to your house on Shabbos if you know he's going to drive.
What if you give him the option of staying over? You
could
do that, right?
Yeah, so, they say, but if you know that he's not going to accept...
But it's just that they're giving the option.
I know, but there's some that say that, but I think it's very schwach. Rav Sternbach has that terim, because... If you're doing it for Kirov, that's also... But if I know somebody is coming, somebody lives in the city, is going to come by train, then it's much more calm, coming by train. Because coming by train, you know, okay, maybe I have to swipe the card, but that's...
Yeah. What if you carry the ticket?
Yeah, you carry the ticket.
And it's also... It's not... Error
of the... Well, I'm saying there's an error of there.
Yeah, but you come from a different train, you're definitely going out of
the... Right, but it's not the same... The Jews don't talk about a person who lives in Manhattan is going to another person who lives in Manhattan.
What if you know he's driving anyway?
If you know he's driving anyway... Well, that's Rav Moshe's tshuva to Dr. Zemba. What if you... Could you switch your shift? You know, you don't want to work on Shabbos, so you're in the hospital, so you get a guy. But can you get a non-religious Jew who's... So I think Rav Moshe was making on that also. Not the best thing, but... yeah. Okay, so a couple of things. Just, I noticed that Daniel Gutman is back. I don't think he's been here since this Kasana, right? So it means we owe him a zemer, which I noticed. So we're going to sing for him, and then we'll have milcha. Simcha u'mazalta yeilah lechol Yisrael. Simcha. mazot geila lechal Yisrael sementa. Okay, everybody.